Hi, I'm Ray from the Radio Workshop, where I repair and restore vintage valve radios from the 1940s. My amateur radio call sign is Golf 4 November Sierra Juliet. Welcome to yet another podcast. Many years ago, decades ago in fact, when I was in my teens, I was in a shop buying a couple of very large variable capacitors, wide-spaced ceramic ends insulators, ideal for a transmitter. I also found on a shelf a huge coil, ideal for a tank coil. Put together, we're obviously going to be a Pi network. This chap in the shop came up to me, another customer, I assumed, and he said, "Oh, this is good. What are you building?" And I said, "A transmitter." And he said, "What frequency is that going on?" I said, "Medium wave. I hope to get 100 watts on medium wave." And he said, "Oh, pirate radio." Now, the shop owner, a sort of not very tall, well-rounded chap, came up behind this chap I was talking to, and he's making odd facial expressions. I thought he was having a fit at first. Then he's waving his arms around, gesticulating in a most peculiar manner. This chap carried on talking to me about pirate radio, and I was saying that what sort of aerial I was going to put up. After the chap left, the shop owner said to me, "Do you know who that was?" "No, I don't know who it was." He said, "That was only the big white chief pirate catcher, the GPO big white chief." I said, "Oh dear, I didn't know that. I told him I'm building a transmitter." He said, "I know, I heard you." He said, "I was trying to tell you to shut up." So which shop was I in buying these transmitter parts? And who was the not very tall, well-rounded shop owner? The shop was GWM Radio of Portland Road, Worthing. And one of the shop owners, at least, was Les. Going back even further than my teens, I remember that shop when the name over the front was S. Martin. And I remember knives and forks in the window and bits of cutlery and bric-a-brac, I suppose. I don't think it was a junk shop, but bric-a-brac. In 1960, it became GWM Radio, an army surplus shop. My father took me there when I was 12 years old and bought me a communications receiver. I was an avid shortwave listener, so that was a fantastic piece of equipment that I installed in my bedroom. When I was 15, I got a job as an apprentice radio and TV engineer. Now, this wasn't far from GWM Radio, so I could pop down in my lunch hour and browse and spend my hard-earned apprenticeship mere pittance of a wage. One thing I remember in particular, whenever I opened the shop door and walked in there, the smell of old radios filled my nostrils. It was heaven. It was just fantastic. I used to eat, live, sleep, breathe radio in those days, in my teens. I still do now, to be honest. But I just remember walking into that shop and the smell of the old gear, looking around the racks, packed with transmitters, receivers, army surplus gear, test equipment, you name it, they had it. You could buy components, valves, capacitors, resistors, valve bases, big transmitting valves, variable capacitors, coils, nuts and bolts, potentiometers, transformers, I could just go on forever. Everything you could ever want, they had it, especially if you were a radio amateur or a pirate, as I was at that stage in the early days. You could build transmitters, you could build anything you like. Now, I was very lucky because the lads in the workshop, the TV workshop where I worked, they were very helpful. A couple of them were pirates, there were a couple of licensed radio amateurs there. And I remember I bought a 19 set from GWM Radio, put it on the saddle of my bike, wheeled it back to the workshop and put it on the bench. The lads gathered round. I was sort of moved aside. They took it out of the cabinet. They were pointing at things, "Take this out, this is the VHFB set, take that out. What you want to do is build a power supply in there. Take that out, that's the microphone transformer for the carbon mic. You don't want that. Put an EF86 valve in there so you can use a crystal mic." They'd all coming up with these ideas and suggestions. And over the next few weeks, I did exactly as they said. I built the power supply, finally got the thing finished and took it home. And I was on the air. My next purchase, major purchase from the shop, was a Marconi CR100 communications receiver. Now that I couldn't lug back on my bicycle, so I got a lift from someone to take that home. using parts from GWM radio, I took out the RF amplifier valve. This was all under instruction from people at work that knew what they were talking about. Bear in mind, I was still, 16 by then. Get an octal valve plug, to smash a valve, so you've got the plug part of the octal. Put a B9A valve base on top of that. Use an EF183, wire it all up, and plug that in as a replacement for the original RF amplifier in the CR100, and it was as if you'd connected an aerial. The signals came up brilliant. That was the front end modification that the lads at work told me about. I did other modifications. I wanted to fit an S meter. They told me how to do that. Was it a double triode, ECC83? Can't remember. Went down to GWM radio, bought a suitable meter. He had a whole box of panel meters there. As I've said before, anything he wanted, the shop had it. Les had it in that shop, no matter what it was. As the years passed, I was becoming more and more knowledgeable. I knew what I was doing, unlike the early days, or sort of half knew what I was doing anyway. And I'd wander around looking at other bits of equipment. Now, I found out the back, you weren't allowed out the back, that wasn't for the general public. So I just sort of used to wait around, no one's in sight, and I'd wander out the back. I found a whole pile of Pi Westminster, basically VHF transmitter receivers, for use by utility companies, electricity, water, sort of thing they'd have in their vans to communicate with the base station. And I found a whole pile of these, which was fantastic. Les came out and caught me. "Well, you're not allowed out. What are you doing out here? Get out of here." And I said, no, Les, look, how much are these? I want a couple of these. He said, "Oh, no, these aren't for sale." He did a lot of exporting. I think the main business was export. And that's probably where that lot was going. And I said, "No, look, I only want a couple of them. You've got hundreds here." It really was a big pile on the floor, almost up to the ceiling, if I remember, which was a corrugated tin roof out of the back. I don't suppose the rain got in. So in the end, he said, "Go on, take a couple." I chose a couple of nice ones. He said, "Go on then, take a couple." I can't remember how much, five or each, something like that. He said, I know you. He said, "You're going to start pirating with these." He said, "Take those crystals out." He said, "Get a screwdriver." I had a workshop then. "Take the crystals out." I took the lid off each one, pulled out the transmitting crystal. And I thought, well, this was a bit mean. Anyway, I gave them to Les. I gave him his money. And he said, I'll put the crystals there. I'll put those away later. And what he was doing, he put them on a shelf. What he was saying was, "There's the crystals if you want them." I suppose his thoughts were, I've sold him the radios, but there's no transmit crystals in them, so they don't work. So I put the crystals in my pocket and I took them home. There's a bit of a story to that, actually. I set them up on the bench. I put a dummy load in one of them and transmitted on that and listened on the other. I put the dummy load in the other one, transmitted on it. They both worked. Okay, so I could transmit. They were simplex, not duplex. So I was thinking, well, this is rather good. I forget the frequency they were on. I thought, this is rather good. I put a dipole up on the house, and I listened on one of them for a week or two. Didn't ever hear a thing. No water board, no AA or electricity board or gas people. Nothing. So I put one of them in my car, installed one in the lounge. The one in the car, I had a quarter wave aerial on the car, mag mount. And I said to my wife, "Right, I'm going to drive off. You have a chat on there." I said, "Don't mention names or locations because, we're pirates now." I remember she said, "I don't want to be a pirate." I said, "Well, you are." I drove off. I got to about 6, 7, 8 miles away. Still perfect communication. So naughty though it was a great system that we had going. And on the way home, she'd say, "Can you pop in and pick up some bread or milk?" It worked well. And we used this for quite a number of weeks. And one evening, where I had the home set installed in the lounge, I heard a chap say, "Can you hear me?" And then a female voice said, "Yeah, that's fine." So I grabbed the mic and I said, "Who's that?" And he said, "Who's that?" Anyway, a bit of a long story. We arranged to meet outside a pub. When I got there, I was a little bit cautious. I saw this chap standing outside the pub. And as I walked, I just made out I was going into the pub. And as I walked past him, and he said, "All right." I said, "Yep. Just here to meet a friend of mine." He said, "Yeah, I'm meeting someone." And we did all this nonsense. We knew it was each other. You just had to be a little bit careful, just in case it was the big white chief GPO man. Well, I knew him anyway, one of his minions or whatever. So we got chatting and we became good friends. And he'd got his radio, of course, from the shop. And he'd brought a couple, exactly the same idea as me, one for his wife, one for his car. So there were four of us. I won't go into it anymore, but it ended up over the months. I think there were 8 or was it 10 of us all on that same frequency, all using Pi Westminster's in and around the Worthing area. I was chatting to Les once outside the shop and he had the side doors open. I'd never seen in there before. There were side doors, sort of storage place. And also outside the shop was a huge a van, not quite a lorry, but a huge van. And this chap had just pulled up. Les was waiting for him. This chap opened the doors on the back of the van and it was full, absolutely jam-packed with 19 sets. I couldn't believe it. I stood there in awe. And Les was chatting to this bloke and his mate started unloading 19 sets. And I'm watching all these go into this side store place next to the shop. And some of them were immaculate. Some of them were quite tatty, but some were immaculate. So I took one off the van and put it down on the pavement. And Les said, oi, what, you can't have that. What are you doing? I said, I want to buy this one, Les. Look, it's immaculate. I want to buy this one. Now, they were 30 bob. Now, for those of you listening abroad, outside the UK, you're thinking, what's 30 bob? It was £1.10, which in our money now is £1.50. I said to Les, oh, come on, let me have this one. And you know, he swore a bit and he told me I was a pain and things like that. Then he said, give us 30 bob then and something off. So I gave him the cash, put that one in my car. It was absolutely immaculate. I came back from the car because I wanted to see what was going on. The chap finished unloading the van. Les went into the shop. So I went into this side store place. Again, you're not allowed in there, but I thought I'd have a look. And there was gear. It went back a long way. There was gear piled up. You name it, it was piled up out there. I suppose that was all the export stuff, but also a supply for the shop. Because what happened, you'd see a 19 set on a shelf in the shop. When that disappeared, another one would appear. I liked Les, he was brilliant. He eventually came out into the store. He saw me out there and he was straight, you get out of here, you're not meant to be here. And I said, I know people aren't allowed here, but it's me, Les. He said, no, people are allowed here, but you're not. Excellent. One Sunday morning, I was in the shop. He didn't open Sundays because of the Sunday trading laws. You're not allowed to open a shop on a Sunday. But what he would do, it said closed on the door. What he would do is let a few selected people in. Surprisingly, I was one of them. And, you know, you could have a look round and whatever. And it was a bit of a meeting place, to be honest. Then everyone would go up to the pub. I think it was at 12 o'clock. He opened about, well, he didn't open, yeah. His door was unlocked from 10. And then about 12, everyone would pile up the pub. And I was in there and I saw a power supply, which I wanted. It said £10 on it. I said, Les, what's this power supply then? He said, oh, to you, £8. I said, oh, OK, yeah, that's fair enough. I said, it wouldn't take a fiver for it, would you? He said, no, it's £10. And I said, sorry, no, you just said £8. He said, no, it's £10. I said, no, you just said £8. He said, yeah, but you took the piss, so it's £10. Now, that was Les. He was fair, but firm. I mean, you know, he was right. I had taken the, So there we are. I paid him £10. Actually, when I say I paid him £10, it was Sunday. He said, look, I'll tell you what, I can't take your money as it's Sunday. He said, give us the tenner and I'll put it on the back of the counter on that shelf over there. And he put it on the shelf behind the counter. And he said, I'll put that in the till on Monday. I said to him, you haven't got a till. He had. He got a till. But I said, you haven't got a till. He said, you just mind your own business and get out. He was a real character, a fantastic bloke. He said to me once, I was just milling around in the shop, chatting to people actually, just looking around and chatting. And as everyone dispersed, I was left there. And he said, oi, have you got any money? I said, yes. I thought, well, what's he want to borrow money? You know, he's loaded. I said, yeah, I've got some money. And he said, well, either spend it or get out. He said, you're taking up space. Now, again, that was Les. Imagine saying to a customer in a shop, you know, have you got any money? Well, either spend it or get out. it just wasn't the done thing. But it was with Les. That was him. It was absolutely fantastic. A chap went in there once, a chap that I knew sort of just to say hello to, and he put this box, there's like a wooden, like an army box on the counter, and it said on it something like 19 set valves spare for the use of, you know, valves for a 19 set basically. 19 set spare, that was it, valves spare for the use of, and all this stuff, war department. And he put a few other bits on the counter. And Les said, right, what we got? You got that one there, that's £2, blah, blah, blah. He said, the box is a fiver. And this chap said, £5 for the box? And Les said, no, the box is free. And the chap said, but you just said it was a fiver. He said, the transformer that you've hidden inside the box is a fiver. And Les took it out. This bloke had hidden a transformer. He was trying to nick it. But Les was, again, he didn't chuck him out or anything. He just said, right, that's it. Took his money. It was, I don't know, I just liked it. I miss him greatly, to be honest. I think we all do. The shop has long since gone. Les was GWM Radio, although he was one of three partners. Les was GWM Radio. Usually on a Sunday morning, if I went down there, Les would have a communications receiver switched on. He'd either be listening on medium wave to one of the local pirates, because my hometown seemed to be full of pirates, or he'd be listening on 6.6 megs, Echo Charlie, to pirates all over the UK having a chat with each other. So that was always good fun. They were very, very happy days. And anyone that knew Les or frequented the shop as I did will no doubt relate to what I've been saying. Is there anyone left? Have you all gone to sleep or cleared off up the pub? I'm probably talking to myself now. It's been great fun for me reminiscing about the good old days at GWM Radio. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as I've enjoyed talking about it. I could go on for hours. So many things, so many different stories about Les and the shop and all the bits and pieces that went on there. But I don't want to bore you all to bits. You won't come back to listen to any more podcasts otherwise. Okay, I think that's it. Let's finish off there. Thanks for listening as always. It's been great fun. Hope you've enjoyed it. Bye-bye for now.